Author Anne Marie Hancock joins us now. This is an interesting book that she's authored. You Can't Drive Your Car to Your Own Funeral. I like that. I like the title. It certainly grabs me. It's a book of humor, honesty, and wisdom. And what prompted you to write a book like this?
Well, actually, Ron, I didn't intend to write a book. I kept a journal for 3 years.
All right.
And it was a journal about my mom's journey with cancer. And when all was said and done, I reread the journal and visited with many, many people, friends and associates who were going through something similar, and they were going through it with someone difficult. And I thought, you know, there's a lot of meat in that journal. And I really love helping people, and I thought it might have merit because I found a tremendous need for humor at the top of my list.
Yes.
Patience, love, and compassion. And the question is, how do you always maintain that, particularly for a long journey, mine 3 years, on a daily basis when the person you're dealing with is difficult? So that's how it came about. I designed it as a two-hour read. Why? Because all the books we pick up as busy people, we don't have a chance to finish. It may become a summer beach read, or we may even pick it up 2 years later. I wanted it tight, and I wanted a lot of information that would be helpful because God knows I needed it and wished I'd had it when I was walking that walk.
It's interesting because the book goes beyond your journal and your experiences. I know that you've traveled extensively and talked of these messages, and it's kind of talking about miracles that affect everything.
Yes, I believe every day is a miracle. I honestly, I'm not a corny person, but I believe every moment is a miracle. I believe we don't meet anyone by accident. I believe every single thing that happens in our life is a God incident and an opportunity to learn, to grow, and to be better than we are.
Have you always been spiritual?
I think I've always been spiritual, but I embarked on a big spiritual journey when I was, well, it goes back to 1981. I went to a special place, Medjugorje, Yugoslavia, and had something extraordinary happen. And that made me want to continue my spiritual journey, took me to the master's classes at the University of Richmond. I wanted to study world religions. I wanted to know more about how we're all connected and wanted deeply to bring people together in love. We're all so divisive these days,
yeah,
and I think it's a sadness.
Yeah, it's too bad that there isn't somebody in a certain job position that can make us come together as opposed to dividing us, but that's a political conversation, I guess, we're not going to have right now. Something very scary happened to you on your 50th birthday, I understand.
Oh, Ron, yes. I had been traveling and lecturing in Batania, Venezuela, and Caracas, and came home for the holidays. My birthday is the day after Christmas.
Wow.
And my husband had planned a big celebration in the mountains of Virginia. And they went out to get luggage and came in and found me on the floor. In the middle of an ice storm, the ambulance took me to Augusta Medical Hospital, where I woke up 4 days later, surrounded by... There were four doctors in my family. My husband never left the bed, and it was quite a time. And I can remember the doctor at the foot of the bed. When I opened my eyes, he said quietly, "Mrs. Hancock, Mrs. Hancock, do you hear me?" I said, "Of course I hear you." And he said, "Do you know who the President of the United States is?" And I said, "Yes, everyone knows it's Hillary Clinton." And my husband spoke up and said, "Oh, my God, she's back." I've always found that humor works for me.
Yeah, it works for everybody, to be honest with you. And there is humor in the book. There some incredible life things have happened to you. as they have to a lot of people. And you do approach it with humor. I think humor is what connects us.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. If I may, and if you'd be so kind, there are a couple stories I'd like to share about my mother.
Do that.
Mom, the car is the essence of the story, and the priest asked us when she passed, what does your mother love? And, of course, the whole family chimed in, her car. We shocked ourselves, and we shocked the priest, right? But the car was Mom's vehicle, taking her to total freedom and independence. And so one day she wanted to have lunch with my son in the other side of town, and knowing that the cancer had gone to her brain and realizing I needed diplomacy, I said, Mama, how about this? How about if I drive today, my treat? She said, Ann, it's no treat. You drive like Moses. I said, Mom, when did you meet Moses? She said, you're not funny. So now she drives through two stoplights. I let the first one go. We go through the second, right? And I said, okay, Mama, I think we drove through a stoplight. She said, Ann, mind your own business. Your father did it all the time. Yeah. My other favorite story is taking her to the hospital one day, and Mom carried a cane with a rapier in it. Mm-hmm. She always felt she needed to defend herself, and my father had given it to her for Valentine's Day. So we're going down Old Charter, and all of a sudden I hear, Anne-Marie Hancock, you're a moron. Mm. I let it pass. The cane the second time. You're a moron. I said, Mama, listen to me. We're Irish. I was in Ireland 2 years ago researching our family. I went everywhere. Nobody knew who the Morans were. A guy asked me to spell it, and I said, M-O-R-A-N. He said, you pronounce that moron. You're a moron. I looked at her. I said, Mom, we're all morons. Now, what's the problem? We're going the wrong way. We're going the wrong way. We don't see Dr. Kapadia until tomorrow. So tomorrow came, right?
Yeah.
And we pull up to the hospital, and it's a good day, and the sun is shining. And I said, Mama, I'm going to take you around the back so you can go straight up the elevator, no steps. I'm not doing that. What do you mean you're not doing that? I'm not doing that, Ann. I like to go in the front door wherever I go. Mom, you're going to have steps to get to the elevator. Mm-hmm. Ann, don't tell me what to do. I let her out. I parked the car. I went up the elevator. No Mama. No Mama. Hmm. All of a sudden, she emerges from the elevator. What the is wrong with you people? Who the... ever heard of putting the cardiology department on the top floor? You people are morons. This was Mama.
That's a true observation.
This was, it really was, you know. But you know, Ron, I think that one of the biggest lessons I had to learn, maybe we all do, I don't know, was not owning everything that people say to us, and I don't know why we do that. And for me, dealing with Mom daily for 3 years, and I adored her, you know, it was always, what's wrong with you? Or you waste your husband's gas, you waste your husband's money. And initially, I would take some of these things a little personally. But then I'd go home and I'd think, you know what, Emery? Does it resonate? Is it true? And my mom really helped me to learn to dispose of things that really didn't resonate and to let it roll off my back like water off a duck's back. I mean, the first month I was home in tears, like, you know, 6 days out of seven.
Yeah.
And then I learned to laugh, and more than that, I learned that my mom was coming from fear. I think there are two emotions, fear and love. Fear is anger, anxiety, hostility. Right. It's all of those things. And here is a woman who's facing death. And in a way, what she would say to me was a backhanded compliment that she was open enough to express. Because who will take it but the people who love you most? And so instead of taking it personally, I think she's terrified. She's having a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like taking that cane with the rapier and banging on the reception desk in cardiology. I thought, oh my gosh, I just want to disappear.
Yeah.
And then I thought, you know what? Mom is mom. They deal with sick people and frightened people all the time. I'm me. And I can't own everything happens or that someone else says.
Yes.
I went to lunch one day with a friend of mine, and she was all excited because her daughter just got engaged, and she had a picture of the fiancé. She shows it to mom, and mom goes, oh, my God, what a fat boy.
Oh, my.
I wanted to go under the table, and what occurred to me, Mama was just eating her chicken salad sandwich like she said nothing. It didn't occur to her that she was offending.
Right.
Or
loud
Mama.
Enough to hear. Yeah.
I think
the real gift and real luxury is being able to let things roll off your back. That must be a wonderful thing. I mean, in what I do is, you know, stand-up comedy and radio, if you have an audience of 100 people in front of you, and they're all, and 99 are laughing like crazy, but one person is not laughing, it's that one person that can destroy you, and it makes no sense at all. So that is a real luxury.
What do you do, Ron? When do you take it home with you, and do you assess, or do you just not even hear it?
I used to take it home with me, because you don't know until you've learned, until you've been hit in the face like a couple hundred times. You don't get it sometimes, but once you do get it, there's a great phrase that I use, and it's "I don't care," and I mean it, and it just dissolves everything. So it's
good.
And
do you find that it carries over into all aspects of your life?
Absolutely, everything carries over, and in everybody's life, one thing carries into everything. There's no question about it. There are no boundaries as far as psychology is concerned.
You know, there's this a fellow I talked to last week, Jess Todfield, and he's produced a number of shows for NBC and ABC, O'Reilly, and different things. And and we were talking about just what you and I are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how do you deal with the negativity?
Mm-hmm.
And he said something that just, it really hit me. And, I mean, it really touched me. He said, Anne Marie, if you're going to put yourself out there, he said, you've got to believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's true confidence. Believe in yourself. Don't take that stuff home with you. Look at it. Make yourself better and get back out there. But whatever you do, don't quit.
Right. But it does take a lot of, as Obama used to say, you can't learn without making mistakes first. And that's absolutely true. So bring on the mistakes as far as I'm concerned, but you're a fool if you don't learn from them.
I agree with that.
Anne-Marie, you're fascinating. She's Anne-Marie Hancock. The book is called You Can't Drive Your Car to Your Own Funeral. People said to her, why don't you write a book about it? And now she says, I did. So now how do we get the book's available everywhere? Is there a website where we can follow you?
We're reworking the website, but if you go to Amazon and put Anne Marie Hancock author in, or You Can't Drive Your Car to Your Own Funeral, all the reviews will come up, and it's available Barnes & Noble and all the places that books are available, Goodreads, everywhere.
Wonderful. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, and I'm sure we'll have the occasion to do that again.
I think you're terrific.
Oh, thank you, Anne Marie. You are too. Thanks so much. You take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.